Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots can't seem to catch a break with injuries so far this season. They announced on Wednesday moving linebacker and defensive captain Jerod Mayo to injured reserve, keeping him out for the rest of this season. That now makes two defensive captains who will be off the football field for the remainder of 2013. But what's the message here in Foxborough? The next man up mentality. And in this case, that man is Dont'a Hightower, and he's ready to be the leader and the quarterback of this defense. There's a green dot on number 51's helmet that signifies that he's the leader of the defense. He's the one communicating with the coaches on the sideline and making the calls within the defensive huddle. When Jerod Mayo was sidelined after being injured on Sunday, Dont'a Hightower took over that role in the fourth quarter, a sign that should Mayo be out for an extended period of time, Hightower would assume that role. And that's how it looks now at week 7.
I'm looking forward to it. I've talked to Matty P. I've talked to Pep about it. So it's definitely something that that I knew down the road that if something ever happened, I knew that I would have to step up and do it. So I'm not nervous about it. It's something that I've done before. You know, maybe not in the NFL, but I've done it before. So I know everybody's behind me. They support me. So that's all I can ask for.
And he's worked closely with Mayo on what it takes to be effective communicating inside the huddle.
Be prepared for everything. Know the game plan of ins and outs. Know what everybody has to do, what position they need to be in. Know when to make checks, what time to make checks. Just being real thorough, basically just being quarterback of the defense.
As the linebackers fill the void of Mayo, they have to be versatile. And Hightower feels like they are a versatile group, prepared for the task at hand, whether it's moving from strong side to weak side or vice versa.
Whenever you learn it, we don't get taught as a Mike or a Sam or a Will or a Jack. It's backers. The best way and the easiest way to learn something is know the concept of it. So once I know the concept of something, I know what each position does. And we all do that. You know, Spikes knows the Sam. Jamie knows the Will. Dane knows the Jack. I mean, everybody can be moved around. And it's easier that way. And it's easier for us to scheme different teams and stuff like that. So it's not hard at all. Me and him, we've worked through it, you know, since I've been here, especially in OTAs and over the summer. So it's not my first time actually doing it, you know, without Mayo being in. I've done it before that with different type of personnel. So it's not my first time. And like again, I said, you know, I got my teammates behind me and they support me. And they're looking for me to make those calls. And I'm looking forward to doing it.
Hightower has always had the spotlight on him since the Patriots drafted him in the first round in 2012. But now as he wears that communication helmet, the lights are even brighter as he and his fellow backers look to sustain that production that was so heavily influenced by Jerod Mayo. That will do it for now, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.